Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf Ches in Meseches Moed Katan. We have a little bit of leeway because daf Chaf Tes is quite short. We are going to pick up where we had left off on Chav Zayin Amabez. First word on the line is Anoshim. It's parallel to the midpoint of Tosas Dibra Maschel Avol. Towards the end of the line, Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We'll see how far we get. Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Meis Be'ir, Ko B'nei Ha'ir, Asurin Basiyas Malacha. When someone has passed away in the city, the entire city can't do work. Rav Amnuna Ikla Ledrumta, Shama Kol Shipura Deshichva. Heard the shofar announcing the death of somebody. Here in Eretz Yisrael, often they go around with loudspeakers. Chazeh Hanech Inshe Dika Avdi Avidita. So people are going to work as regular, even though they were announcing a Ptira. Amar Luhu Lahavi Hanech Inshe Bishamot. Those people should be put in Shamta, which is Nidui. Lo Shchava Ika B'masa, is there not someone dead in the city? Amelahu, those people that Rav Nuna claimed to him, Ihachi Shari Yilichu, it's still permissible to them to do work. La Halacha, we pask in this way that it is permissible. However, once the Kvura has begun, so then there might very well be an Inyan for the storekeepers, particularly the storekeepers of the city, and particularly the storekeepers where the nifter passes by to close the store. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and Rav Yehuda Amar Rav taught, Kol miskash al mesa yoyser midai. Someone who mourns too much on a nifter, al mesa cheru bochel, end up crying on another nifter as well. Ha'i Isa, there was a woman, Davi Shivusa de Rav Huna, that lived in the neighborhood of Rav Huna, Havalu Shiva b'nei mes. She had seven sons, and one of them died. She cried too much. Alea over him. Shalach Rav Huna. Rav Huna warned her. Lo tavdi hachi. Don't do this. Lo ashkech bei. And she didn't listen to him. Shalach la. He then sent her. Itzais is meitav. If you listen to me, fine. V'iloi. But if you're not going to listen and stop, tzavis zavata lidach misa. Then prepare yourself for other deaths as well. Umesu kuhu. Then all the seven died. Lasof amar la. In the end, Rav Huna said to her, Temesh zivata lenafshich. Umesa. Prepare your own tachrichim to pass away because she was still mourning too much. The Pasuk already tells us this, as the Gemara quotes from Yirmiyahu. Al tifku lemes val tanudulo. Al tifku lemes yoser midai. It means don't mourn too much for a nifter. Valtanudu lo yoser mishur. And don't say kinos over him more than necessary. Hakeitzad. So what exactly is the appropriate way of mourning? Shloshi yamim lebechi, 3 days for crying. Veshiva lehespid, 7 days for hespid, for eulogies. Shloshim legeis litisparas, and 30 days not to cut one's hair and not to launder. Mikan veilech. Afterwards, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, I atem rachmanim yoser mimeni. Are you guys more merciful than me? In other words, I lost my dearest thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and that is a human being. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mourns in that way. We quoted the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Al tifku lemes. So the Pasuk also continues, Bacho bacho laha laholech. Pasuk says, but you can cry for someone who's gone away as opposed to died. Amar of Yehuda, what does that mean? Laholech below banim. That someone who disappears from the world without children, so then there's no extent to the mourning. So we see the part of the what the Gemara is driving at, that the issue over here is that if a person leaves over children or leaves over other good things, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one shouldn't mourn more than necessary. However, it could be that this is a pshat Rav Yehuda. But if he didn't leave over descendants, so then there is a greater loss. Amar Bishua ben Levi, lo azel veil avla, a person should not go to a base avel due to bittul Torah. The Mefarshim explain el laman da azel below bni, but he should go if God forbid it's a house where someone went without children. Dichsi, because on that it says b'chol b'chol la'aloch. Kilo Yashuv. Oh, the Gemara continues the Pasuk. Vira es eretz maladita. What does it mean that he will not return and see the place that he was born in. Rav Huna Amar Zeh, we're no longer talking the literal pshat, talking about Klal Yisrael going into Galus, but we're talking about loss. Rav Huna Amar Zeh She'avar Aveira V'Shanaba, referring to someone who repeats an Aveira. So then, in such a case, the Pasuk says, Ki lo yashuv od. Rav Huna L'tameh, Rav Huna is consistent with his reasoning. Da'am Rav Huna, Kivun She'adam Avar Adam Aveira V'Shanaba, Hot Relob. It becomes permissible to him once he repeats it. Ask him, what do you mean? Hutlos alkadaitach, it becomes mutter. Ela eman asal keter. Of course, we had this in then the Maseches Yuma. Amar Rabbi Levi, Avel Shloshiyam Misham Yirisatzu Kilucher Menachas Lobain Shtei Yirechosov or Shtei Ksefov, either between his thighs or on his shoulders, that there's a sword that is sitting on top of him. That's how he should feel. That is the Kovid Rosh, the sense of awesomeness. He should be sitting in that state. Then vision the sword as if it's in a corner. It's passing his house outside, but not on his neck or in his corner. We don't put the women in the street, the Gemara told us, for a hesped, because of kavod for the women. Amri Nardoi, Nardoi taught, Lo Shanu, says Gemara, going on to Chav Ches Abad Alf, Elachaya. We're only talking about someone who gave birth when she was in labor, and therefore the there might be blood that's coming out, and that's not for her kavod. Al Shar Nashim Anichim. But other women would be placed. Rabbi Lazar Amafil Shar Nashim. Rabbi Lazar disagrees and says even other women. Dechsiv Atamasham Miriam Vatikaver Sham Samuch Lemisa Kvura. That we see that Miriam was buried immediately, that Samuch Misa Kvura, that we should not leave a woman outside because it's not kavod for the woman. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar also taught Af Miriam bin Ashika Mesa, that Miriam died with the kiss of death. Asya Sham Sham Mi Mesha. That we learn out Xerah Shav, that says Sham by Mesha, and it says by Miriam. It says by Miriam, Vatama Sham Miriam Vatikaver Sham, and it also says that by Moshe Rabbeinu, says the word Sham. So we learn out Xerah Shav to say that Miriam died in that same beautiful manner that she, Moshe, and Aaron died from the beautiful Neshikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mipnei malo nemar ba'al pi Hashem. And why don't we say it was a Neshika from the mouth of Hashem? U'mipnei shigai nai hadover l'omra. It's a gnai to say this. Rabbi, why? Because to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissed Miriam doesn't sound nice. Rabbi Ami taught, Lama nisbucha Mises Miriam Parshas Parah Aduma. What's the connection that the Torah has a Mises Miriam then followed by Parshas Chukas with Parah Aduma? Lom lecha, ma Parah Adum mechaperes, af misasan shel tzadikim mechaperes. Just like the Parah Aduma is mechaperes, so too the death of tzadikim is mechaper. One more connection, Amar Abelazar, Lama nisbucha Mises Aaron lebig day kuhuna. What's the connection between the death of Aaron and big day kuhuna? Ma begi kuhuna mechaprim. Af misas and shel tzadikim mechaperes. So we have this yisod that misas tzadikim also atones. We are going to stop today's daf over here, and Beis Hashem, we hope tomorrow to do the rest of daf ches, chav ches, and the top of daf chav tes. This Beis Hashem concludes the end of daf chav zayin and the beginning of daf chav tes, chav ches.